All right, folks, welcome to Joe Booker's Muskie Report, a special installment of the Muskie 360 podcast. Of course, if it's Joe's report, I got Joe on the line. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Steve. I'll tell you what, buddy. It looked pretty bleak a week ago. You know, we've had that kind of a late ice out and a really cold spring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you and I have been talking off and on pretty much every other day about how your fishing's been, how the weather's been up here. And it's really been kind of Arctic, you know, so to speak. We really only lost most of our snow. I mean, just really 4 or 5 days ago, most of the snow's gone. Mm-hmm. And it was a cold spring, you know, water in the 40s, and, you know, looking forward to the opener. I didn't want to talk about the opener too early, and, you know, I kept putting you off on this because I said, you know, this weather, who knows? And yeah. so many things, folks, are so you can't even gauge it by how your winter was, how your fall was, how the spring is going. It's, you know, every week, every day, that, you know, when weather patterns come in, they really make a difference. And where I'm going with this is, hey, everybody, we got a warm front.
You know,
we got a really beautiful warm front here, and the wind has switched to the south for the first time the spring in, you know, more of a pattern where several days with that southeast wind and warm, lots of sunlight, warm air, sunburn weather, t-shirt weather, and it has fired everything up. It has, we were in a situation just a few days ago, really, where the smallmouths hadn't spawned yet, the largemouths hadn't spawned, hadn't mm-hmm. come in. And now everything is, because what happens when you get a beautiful warm front like this, and we're lucky because the muskie opener is going to really, our Wisconsin muskie opener is going to fall right into, perfectly into this warm front.
Yeah.
Probably the fourth or fifth day into this warm front, boom, the muskie opener happens, and we're going to have water temperatures in the mid-60s, which is great.
Yeah, you can't ask for better than that, really, for opening.
Yeah, you know, especially for what happened, you know, the way we started. And so I guess where I'm excited to tell you that we have some, in the north here, we have some warm water. What I would suggest everybody do to really, the muskie crazy early crowd, if you guys really want to get on fish early, here's the easiest answer. Is find those sun-baked warm spots.
Mm-hmm.
It's critical right now. I've been on a hot bass, walleye, muskie, pike, and panfish bite, and they're all together. Everything is in the same spot. And where they are, they're in these warm water areas that if you have a section of, here's where I'm going. If you have a section of your lake that is shallow, dark bottom, I call it eutrophic, where you have, you know, weeds and mud, it looks like a largemouth bluegill spot.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a largemouth bluegill spot that has that look to it, with lily pads and cattails and sun-baked areas, not all lakes have this, but if you find that and you have shallow basins that, you know, that are shallow flats that are 3 to 4 feet deep, and you've got weed growth and you can see perch minnows running around in there, can get ready. That's where those muskies are right now, and they're right in there with the rest of these fish that are, everything's on top of each other right now because mm-hmm. everything's rushing in because of this warm front. And once in a while we get this, Steve, where in the north here, when we get a prolonged cold spring, and all of a sudden we get this, you know, this hello moment where all right. this warm weather comes in, everything is piling on top of each other. So you could go out and musky fish this weekend and hypothetically catch three or four species of fish in the same spot while casting for muskies. And it wouldn't surprise me at all for those fishing muskies this weekend if they don't tackle a big bass, they don't mm-hmm. tie into a big pike, and definitely a big walleye. They're all there feeding on perch, and they're, like I say, they're in these select areas. One other pattern has been that I love this time of the year, and I've written about it in Muskie 360. The article's already up on Muskie 360. I call it my favorite spring muskie pattern. These lakes that don't have the situation I just talked about, mm-hmm. don't have that eutrophic largemouth bluegill spot, they have these flat sandbars or sand flats with reeds on them a lot of times. And they're more crappie waters, crappie, musky, walleye waters. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have a largemouth population hangs out in those reeds too. Spinnerbait fishing and swim jig fishing these reed flats, you're gonna be on a hot musky bait right now too. And what's really cool about that bite is that you can sight fish these muskies. Those muskies,
oh, wow.
They're usually, yeah, the water's clear. So if you got a good pair of polarized glasses on and you just ease your way along. And one of the best ways, by the way, to ease way along in the shallows is get that trolling motor, move it up a little bit shallower, not to where it's spurting water, but just where you're missing the bottom, and keep it more on a slow, constant volume or speed instead mm-hmm. of the on and off with too much speed. It has a tendency to spook these muskies when they're shallow. If you just keep it constantly on and just kind of adjust that speed so it's low and more steady, and then just stay, keep your eyes peeled in front of the boat and look for, a lot of times you will spot these fish, and you can throw a spinnerbait or a swim jig or some kind of a creature bait or a little jerk bait or something in front of those fish. But when you're fishing in reeds, you really need, your tackle's pretty specialized. That's why you need a single hook lure like a jig or spinnerbait mm-hmm. or spoon, and you got a or a fly. A lot of guys are catching them on flies, yeah. In this situation. And you see the fish. You do not throw at the fish. You throw in front and beyond the fish so that when you're retrieving the bait, the fish has a chance to pick it up way after the splash. So there's no splash entry to spook the fish. And the bait, the bait's coming towards them, and they have a chance to spot it in front of them. Mm-hmm. And you'll see percentage of those fish will turn around and leave.
Gotcha.
But once in a while, you get one of those fish, they'll go, and they'll look at it, and they'll start to approach it or just watch it. And it's a good time, especially if you have a pause bait where you can jerk it and pause it, or a jig where you can kill it. You just kill it right there, and the fish will just rush it and watch it. And then as soon as you move it, they pound it.
Wow.
And that's a great technique. But I got to tell you, if I had to put my money on the best musky pattern for this weekend, it would be go to the shallowest water you can find and find those spots that have – find the spots where the pan fishermen are. Find mm-hmm. the spots where these guys are bobber fishing bluegills, and you watch where some of these guys are casting for bass. If you see guys jerking on bass, just get outside those guys a little bit and keep an eye on what's going on, because everything is – piling into the same spots, feeding on the same thing right now. The walleyes and the pike and the muskies are all in the post-spawn, and they're hungry now that the water's warming, and these bass are coming and crappies are coming in to spawn. They're also lunch. And so it's a pretty easy pattern. Best baits to throw on those fish, really real small spinners, like our 500 Booker Tail. It's that class of spinners real good. Lipless crankbaits, terrific to throw on those fish this time of the year. And a steady retrieve and a high rod, and crank just fast enough to keep your lure over those weeds. Mm-hmm. And that's how we caught fish today. We're catching walleyes, bass, pike, panfish, and seeing muskies.
Wow.
Follow our baits, and so I know they're there. I'm seeing
right.
They're following in our hook fish. And another bait that really is going to kill the fish in this situation is a jerk bait.
Right.
It's like a 5-inch shallow rater. A 5-inch shallow rater, a little glide bait of any kind that's got some hanging paws, jerking paws action is going to catch those fish in that situation. And that would be the simplest. Those are two simple patterns right now that musky anglers can score on. It's the best thing going, and luckily we have great weather, so I expect some musky catches this weekend.
Absolutely. And one thing that I would ask, because it's a question we get a lot here at the app, is have they spawned throughout the entire zone? What would your gut say? Would you think that the spawn is done, or there's some waters like clear waters that it's still up in the air, or should they all be done and it's a dead issue, they're post-spawn?
That is a great question, and there's no clear-cut answer on that. I can tell you this, mm-hmm. that if there are still spawning muskies, it's in those real deep clear lakes that I wouldn't be fishing anyway.
Right, because they're going to be – it's colder in the basin.
Yep. But it's not uncommon to see muskies this time of the year that are all scarred up. And
right.
Because they just got over it. But I do believe that most of these muskies have spawned in this area. And, after 3 or 4 days of fishing here, we'll get some more information in and hear from a bunch of different anglers.
Absolutely.
And we'll find out.
And we'll keep doing these reports for everybody. The last thing I'll ask you, because I know everybody's going to be thinking this, you've been out in the water, you've been catching largemouth, smallmouth, you've been catching everything because you're Joe Bucher and that's just what you do. So
fishing is a humbling sport, Steve. I know you don't, but you
usually do. Talk to the listeners just about speed, sort of what kind of speed is this, a quicker thing or is this a creepy crawly thing?
Not a creepy crawly thing because we got this warm front.
Okay.
The fact that, the bass walleye pike thing that I got in today, we've caught over 100 fish in the last 2 days.
Were you just being modest just a second ago?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry about that. Do you want to brag? I've only been fishing half days.
You're a monster. This guy's a monster.
Well, there's some things when I see this kind of thing happen, it's just one of those things I rely on experience. You go, okay, here we go. The water's warming. I'm going to go. And I had, by the way, guests in the boat the last 2 days
Can I narc on you though, real quick?
Sure.
Because you've been so concise and we always love to have laughs here on the podcast. This guy caught 53 smallies with no electronics the other day.
I've been fishing with no electronics all spring. Yes.
Offshore, just eyeballing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. That's a painful thought. I couldn't catch 5 without electronics. But anyway, continue.
Well, getting back to your question about speed, prior to this warm front, a lot of pauses.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk baits with a lot of pause. Fishing a lift drop lipless crankbait was like the number one thing. Let it hit the bottom, and short spurts we're catching more fish. But no, I would not do that now. I would be fishing steady retrieves just fast enough to keep the bait over. For example, in these weed spots that are low with these fish, I'd be cranking fast enough to make sure that I'm not the lure is moving well, especially these lipless crankbaits, but spinners the same thing, keep them up over these weeds. And then the other thing too, folks, is let the fish tell you. If a lot of times we fish too slow when we can fish faster, when this water's warming like it is and it's going to warm throughout the day, we're going to have beautiful warm weather and by the end of the day it's going to be warm, the water's going to be way warmer than it was in the morning. So expect that late afternoon fishing, you're going to be fishing much warmer water and more turned on, cranked up hot fish. So, putting a little speed on your bait is not going to be an issue. I don't expect it to. In fact, I think there's going to be a few spots where people can catch fish on top water right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just covered that on an article here recently about, you might not be doing it Canada speed. You might not be burning it, but those fish are actually sunbathing on some of these sunbaked spots. They're coming up and just right there subsurface.
Well, that big fish you caught last week with a client. I don't know the specifics on that, but
very similar water temperatures to what you're seeing right now. We've had a very cold spring, and it was a whopping 62.
62 degrees. Well, see, we right now in the waters I'm fishing, we have warmer water than that.
Yeah.
But that is where I'm fishing.
Right.
That's why I'm saying that our friends have to, our muskie app followers that are listening to this report, you've got to find the warm, shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be out on weed edges and reefs and stuff like that. Get in the shallow water where there's a lot of fish activity. Wherever there's a lot of fish activity, that's where the muskies are going to be.
And the last thing I would leave them with this, and we'll see if we agree on this topic, is if you're not finding or if you're not connecting with the fish in those shallows, don't leave. Change up your presentation. Would you agree with that?
Especially in those spots where you're seeing fish.
Right.
Especially in those spots where you're seeing a lot of other active fish and there's something going on there. Yeah, just change up what you're throwing at them and revisit that spot later in the day when it warms up more. You go into a spot early early in the morning or early mid-morning, the water temperature is bound to be much colder than it's going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's bound to be the key time to get a big one and just to get action on muskies this coming weekend.
Well, folks, you can't ask for a better muskie report from the master of northern muskies, Joe Bucher himself. Thank you so much for sharing that with everybody, Joe. And
Stephen, Paul, Joe Bucher once in a while catches them all.
Once in a while. Buddy, I'll tell you, it's a tough game.
I've had a fun week. I've kind of had this challenge this spring. I'm working with my friends at Recon on a new boat, and it's taking a while for them to get it done.
Right.
And so I'm basically fishing out everybody else's boats, and I just said, keep your sonar. If you have a sonar in your boat, just keep it turned off. I said, I know I'm going to just rely on my own instincts because I have pitched. You've heard me. I pitched this, all spring, all winter when we were doing podcasts, that a lot of guys need to take their eyes off of their sonar, out of their electronics. Mm-hmm. Improve their instincts as anglers and learn how to read water and read conditions. And what this weekend is all about is reading the conditions. Get to where the hot water is and where there's active fish. It includes your eyes looking around. Where are panfish anglers? Where are these other guys going that are catching fish? Pretty common sense, pretty simple, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you wonder where the musky guru gets all this from,
The guru.
Well,
he's got two nicknames now. He's really with the new mustache. He's kind of like, I've nicknamed him Zorro,
Man, that mustache is stellar. Well, on that note, folks, we can't play a straight game to save our lives.
You and I just have way too much fun,
buddy. It's just
what we're doing.
It's over with when we get on it. Anyway, go shallow. Whatever this guy said to do, just do it, and you'll catch some fish. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be sure to follow up with more Joe Bucher's Muskie reports throughout the season. Thank you so much.